Governor Sawyer, line O.
Yes, thank God.
Grant.
Hello?
Grant.
Yes.
These boys have just murdered me on my poverty bill on account of this gubernatorial veto thing, and they tell me that a couple from Indiana and a couple from Nevada and others have taken the position that their governor's urging them to stand firm, and I thought I'd talk to you. We beat it this afternoon. We think that it's going to be very close on the rest of the votes, and see what problems you had, and see if maybe I could give you some kind of if we couldn't reason it out to, so I don't lose my two supposedly good Democrats from out in Nevada, with the Dirksen's cutting my guts out. It's very important, and here's what I've got to do. Yeah, they've had the governor's veto amendment up, and we beat it. They think that the Republicans will go around and offer it some other type of amendment and try to get it up again. They think we're over the worst hump, but they said if we could get the Nevada boys back, and we got Brannigan, I just talked to him, and he said that his boys would go with us. What they're doing, if you've got something in Nevada that you don't want to happen, call me up, I'll work it out. But I can't take the governor of Oklahoma and the governor of Kansas and the governor of South Dakota that mean as hell, and they make me take their brother-in-laws and their uncles and their cousins and their aunts. Nelson Rockefeller said, I won't approve it unless you do so-and-so. And it just puts me at their mercy, and I'm responsible for the billion and a half. If it goes sour and it's crooked and it's crazy, then I'm going to get hell beat out of me and I'll go to jail. But I don't want to go to jail because Henry Bellman, Oklahoma, son-in-law is the head of the operation because he won't approve it unless I put him in. Now, I'm just illustrating. Bellman has made no position like that. But they do it. And I won't take responsibility for the federal money. It's a federal project. It's federal good. And I want a governor, if you're going to do something in Nevada, I'm willing for you to take it and be responsible for it and me not to pass on it. But if I have to do it, why, then I don't want to have to kiss up the governor of Kansas or the governor. One of my own governors called me. I'm willing to sit down and tell him, now listen, you clean this up where Grant Sawyer can live with it.
Well, I didn't realize that you were expecting any proposals of that nature. If you are, that certainly is a horse of a different color. We've been, as you know, the governor's passed a resolution on it, Mr. President.
Yep.
In which we resisted the proposed amendment.
Yep. Yeah, I know that. I think that's true. I don't have much worry about the Democrats that have the same thing of interest that I have. And what I'm worried about is the other governors, and I do have that problem, and the Dirksen's leading the fight here, and I don't want to get rolled by a combination of my good friends and the Republicans.
I've taken a public position on this matter, as you may know, and it would put me in a pretty inconsistent position if I were to change my position publicly.
I don't want to do that. I just want you to tell Alan Bible and Cannon that I'm in trouble, and if they can help me, it'd be all right with you.
Well, I can certainly do that, and I will have to tell them that I can't change my public position.
I think that's all right. I understand that. I think that's reasonable. and I'm a very reasonable man, and you can furthermore tell them, if you all have anything in Nevada you don't like, let me know about it, and I'll try to work it out.
But we haven't had any problems of that kind at all.
Well, if you do have, I'm for you all, and I want to do it, too.
All right, I shall.
If you'll call them, I'll be awful grateful and tell them that I really need their help, and that I have told you that as far as your state's concerned, any other Democratic states where I need it, that I'll sit and work out their problems and try to protect them, but don't put me at the mercy of some Republican governor.
I will do that, conditioned upon the fact that it is a private...
It is. Mine will be private. Nobody knows I'm calling you but me and my secretary. And if you'll just tell them the same thing and tell them that you'll be grateful, I'll do it.
All right, Mr. President.
Thank you, Grant. I'm grateful to you.
Bye.
Whiting.